Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go. We're late. We gotta go. I went too long with Harry. We already scheduled caller. Even did you like that we scheduled you before you had confirmed your availability?
Well, you know, I did have plans to have lunch with the wife at Mall of America, but I figured, you know, we'd probably just be done eating by the time that you were calling. So here we are. Sorry if there's a little background noise and echo, but it's the ambiance. Pretend I'm in London.
Yeah. Lunch at Mall of America? Really?
I love the mall. You know, you got to remember, I'm not from here. So I know the locals who
You've
are like,
been here
oh,
a long
you know,
time, though. I mean,
too
come
good
on.
For the mall. No, I love the mall. I grew up, you have to understand, I grew up in a town that has about 2,000 people. So going to the mall for me is it's a party every single time. Like, we didn't even have a McDonald's in my hometown, much less the mall.
Okay, that has to be part of the open. Going to the mall is like a party every single time.
He's right. Mall of America rocks.
No, it's not. It's not a party every single time you go to Mall of America. What town did you grow up in, by the way?
It's in the middle of rural central New York called Perry. It's barely even on the map. Like, you couldn't find it. So, look, they're going to put a water park in here, man. I'm going to go on the water rides when they do that.
I bet you are. Okay, how far was Perry from Buffalo?
About an hour. So if we wanted to go to a mall, which was nowhere close to the Mall of America, like maybe one-fifth of the size, yep. We had to get in the car, and I got two brothers, pack up everybody, drive an hour. I mean, just, get a nice little cheeseburger or something from the mall and buy some shoes. That's hard to do. Now I live like 8 minutes away. It's awesome.
So are you just mesmerized still by Cinnabon?
Oh, absolutely. And the pretzel.
Pretzel. I will get a pretzel. That's where I was going. You already beat me to it.
Almost every single time. Yep. Almost. I had a listener ask to meet up with me before a game. They were flying in for wherever.
That's troubling.
I said, I will meet you if you buy me a pretzel at the mall.
Okay. As a person who likes you, let's stop that. Okay. let me call somebody from Viking Security. See if they can go. Dave, you've known Matt longer than me. We both really like him. Should he just be meeting random people at the mall?
If they're going to provide the pretzel and the cheese cup, you need the cheese cup too.
Yeah.
Well, they were staying at the mall. Like, that's where their hotel was. So I said, okay, I'll just come over to the mall and then get a pretzel out of it. So I did.
Did you do the rides,
too? Is this what you called me to have me on for?
Yeah, this is it. This is better, actually. Okay, so if I got a buddy, if a listener texts in right now, 651-461-9226, and they're a fan of Matt Caller, like, we go to their house and, like, shoot hoops with them, too?
It depends. Yeah. I mean, how much are they listening? Are they subscribed to the newsletter? I mean, there's like a.
Yes, for sure.
Like there's super subscriber level. If you're super subscriber level, I'll meet you at a park and play hoops. Absolutely.
I love. Do you miss everybody since everybody's now in London and you're here? I guess the answer is yes, because you're just wandering around the mall.
So yes, because I do have a little bit of FOMO, you know, fear of missing out, because there is half the beat over there, and they're, say, you know, tweeting all their pictures and everything. And yet, as I was watching the game on Sunday, I thought, I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'm good with when it was 24-6. I was like, I'm good with this decision. I mean, it didn't, from a business perspective, didn't make a whole lot of
sense. It's a lot of money.
I didn't have Kevin Seifert's ESPN paying for me to go over there. And also, it's hard to know about, like, live streaming and how that would work. But, you know, it is interesting. And they felt like they had a distinct advantage because they've done this so many times and everything else. But I guess they didn't realize they were going to lose every single offensive lineman when they went over.
Yeah.
If that was part of the deal, they wouldn't have said yes.
Let's be honest. We've both known Seifert for a long time. Seems like a nice guy. He could have snuck you in under the ESPN budget. They wouldn't have known a thing. I think you should be mad at Seifert for not pulling that off.
Well, you know, he is nice, but he's kind of in his own zone as a reporter, though. Like, there's two different Seiferts when we're at the Weird Al concert. He's having the time of his life. But you're talking about he's a competitor, though, as a reporter.
Oh,
I know that.
For years, we sat right next to each other at Vikings games, mainly because at first I sat next to my father and I begged him that, can you please sit next to me? I just don't want to hear my father comment on every player. So he did. And there'd be a point, Matt, in the game where we'd be engaging nonsense. And then I would just see Seifert turn. And I'd be like, okay, no more fun. He's planning his work. He's working his plan, as Denny Green said often, and it changed. But let me go back to something you said in the last answer. I know Seifert is obsessed with Weird Al. Did you actually go to the Weird Al concert?
So we didn't, like, go together exactly, but we went to the same Weird Al concert because, remember, there was a conversation you and I had about Seifert loving Weird Al.
Yeah.
So then I asked him about it, and then he informed me that Weird Al was playing here and said, he's awesome in concert, you should go. So my parents were visiting from Perry, New York, and I was like, do you guys want to go to a Weird Al concert?
Come on.
They apparently love Weird Al.
Oh my God.
So we packed up and we went and saw Weird Al. So me and Seifert were at the same concert, and it was a heck of a show. He put on a very good show.
We need to spend more time together, man. I mean, the mall's a party. Dave, think about this. Your parents live in this town of 2,000 people. They're coming to the Twin Cities. There's so many great things to do, and he brings them to a local casino to see Weird Al. I mean, is that grounds for adoption right there? I mean, giving up, Matt, right there? I think it is.
Come see the big city, Ma and Dad. I'll take you to see Weird Al.
They don't get out much. They loved it. They thought it was great. I mean,
what they told you. I just... Can we get them on the line next segment? We don't need to talk about the Vikings or Fee. I want to know if your parents really enjoyed Weird Al Yankovic. Oh, my God. Can we pause and then come back and talk about the Purple and Fee? Is that okay?
I'm fine with that. Can we move on from my personal life?
I don't know. It depends what else you say, because it's so good. I mean, Dave, have you enjoyed this more than breaking down the Vikings game yesterday?
I loved it until he talked about the good things of Weird Al, which there are none.
Wow. What do you think about that?
That's tough. The musicians who play with Weird Al, like, are really, really good, and the songs are funny. He's got little skits.
No, they're not.
Okay, the musicians are with a local orchestra? They're leaving Springsteen. I mean, okay, you think about that. Anybody wants to react to any of this, you can. Okay, let me just ask this question: if your parents are coming into town, appropriate or inappropriate to take him to a Weird Al concert? Yes or no? Text me 651-461-9226. You know where Matt could have taken him? Stretch Lab. Stretch Lab doesn't say, hey, guess what? You have to be from Minnesota if you come to one of the double-figure locations of Stretch Lab in town. They'll work with anybody. We were talking about this before. Matt's in good shape. But guess what? He could be more flexible. He could bring Sloan. They both could go. They could bring their entire family. I've been going to Stretch Lab since 2019. I drove by a number of times and said, hey, I should be more flexible. Yes, I should be more flexible in my regular life, too. I know that well. But my body, I should be more flexible. And right away, I was just so impressed. I remember Kevin was there right away. Just good people, great specialists who will work with me, and it'd be different how they work with Matt or Sloan or Dave or you. You could be 20. You could be 80. You could be fit. You could be somebody who lays on your couch. Go to that first 50-minute session. They'll evaluate you, and you will feel better right away, and you'll go back again a number of times. StretchLab.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Among the text, I think I'm going to become a super subscriber just so I can share a pretzel with Matt. Right there. I mean, this segment just earned you money because somebody wants to bond and pretzel. Okay. The Vikings are in how much trouble right now, do you believe?
If we were doing 1 to 10, I'd go probably a 6 because, look, I mean, when you put together this roster, you expect some of it to hit the field. But the amount of injuries that they've had have been, I think, as many as I've seen in the first part of a season ever since I've been covering the team, and this is year 10. Maybe 2016 was the last time it was like this. And at some point when you lose three offensive linemen, there's nobody in the league that has 8 good offensive linemen. There's no replacing that. Carson Wentz showed us last week that he is still a backup quarterback in the NFL. And then you're talking about, well, what's the path out of this, right? And it has to be getting healthy coming out of the bye. And I also think it has to be getting J.J. McCarthy back on the field. As much as we've seen many times where a backup quarterback comes in and leads them to a magical journey, that's usually not what happens. So if Wentz gets them to 2-1 and beats the Browns this week, well, that's fine. That's a good job by a backup quarterback, but he's not going to have the ceiling of J.J. McCarthy. So ideally, what you would have happen is Wentz wins this game, you're 3-2. It's not great considering the schedule going forward, but it's also not like the season has come to an end at 3-2. You come back home, it's a tough game against the Eagles, but you need McCarthy to get in there because he's just going to have a higher ceiling. You might have a lower floor than Carson Wentz, but if there's a scenario where this eventually gets on track and is looking like what we expected it to look like, that has to be with him in there because he's just simply the more talented quarterback. Where it could get tricky is if they go back to him in Philadelphia or against Philadelphia and he doesn't play well and they suffer more injuries.
Yes.
And then players are looking around going, hey, we were doing better with Wentz. And then we've kind of seen that movie before, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying, because it's such an interesting dilemma. Kevin Stefanski's going to one of his kid quarterbacks now, and this will probably help out the Brian Flores defense, which has not come close to living up to the hype, in particular against the run. But let's say they just boat race the Browns, and it's quasi like the Cincinnati game, and then you get the break, and then you look at this daunting schedule starting with the best team in football. Is that and let's say there's still no O'Neal, there's obviously no Jackson. Who knows what's going on with Ryan Kelly? Let's say those three guys are all still out, and maybe Darrisaw is back to who he normally is, but maybe not. Is that when you want to go back to J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah, that's really tough because, you make a valid point. If they're not healthier, then you're talking about a very difficult defense to go against, a very tough defensive line, and then 4 days later, you have to play the Chargers. So is it better to play Wentz against Philly and then against the Chargers and then bring him back? But then you risk if Wentz has one of those kind of miracle wins, and then, you're saying, well, stay with him. I don't want to see them stay with Carson Wentz. I think that there's a ceiling on that. There's only so far you could possibly go. The other thing, too, about McCarthy is there's never in an NFL season going to be a perfect time. And that's like, look at what Cleveland's doing. Is it good to put in Dylan Gabriel now in London against Brian Flores? No. But if you keep trying to wait till next week,
or the perfect scenario, right?
Right. When are you ever going to have 100% healthy roster against an easy team? Like, this isn't the preseason. It's not high school or college where you could just wait for Tech and then you'll be fine. Like, this is the NFL. Like, it's not going to even the Bears. Like, they give you a hard time. Like,
yeah.
So I think you just have to get in there, put him back in, and see what happens from there, and then more or less pray that he's better than he was the last time we saw him.
This is Matthew Collar from Purple Insider. Again, as I say all the time, it's a must. He also follows the NBA, the WNBA, as close as anybody. We talked about it a lot yesterday. Let's just play a little bit. Again, what Nafisa Collier had to say, this is after she had another tremendous season, easily could have been MVP, did not win it, probably hurt by the game she missed. We now know the debate on the call, the injury. They end the season, Cheryl Reeve losing composure, tied to her frustration of years. Here's a part of what Nafisa had to say yesterday.
Our leadership's answer to being held accountable is to suppress everyone's voices by handing out fines. I'm not concerned about a fine. I'm concerned about the future of our sport. At some point, everyone deserves to hear the truth from someone who I hope has earned the benefit of the doubt to fight for what is right and fair for our athletes and our fans. We have the best players in the world. We have the best fans in the world. But right now, we have the worst leadership in the world.
What would happen if Josh Allen said that about Roger Goodell today?
since it's never happened, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Right.
People have called out Roger Goodell before in the past, but I don't know if there's been an instance in a very long time. Probably you would remember labor strife in the 80s with the NFL.
Right.
And multiple seasons that were shortened or replacement players. Probably that's the last time we've seen something like this, which makes sense because this league is relatively new compared to all the other leagues that have been around for 100 years. So, I think what we're seeing is the WNBA ownership and leadership hired Kathy Engelbert, their commissioner, to be the finances person. That was her history and her background, and she's been that. Like, she's gotten them the TV deals. She's gotten them investments and huge dollars, and under her watch, and I know Caitlin Clark has a lot to do with this, but it's increased in revenue and attention and all those things. That's what she was brought here to do. But that doesn't mean you're the steward of a league, right? And I think that's where she's been missing, is that I don't think Kathy Engelbert gives any part of a care of what the product actually looks like. I'm not sure she knows what good basketball
looks like. I was just going to say that. Whenever I hear her comments, I don't think she knows the WNBA better than she knows Weird Al.
Dude, she pronounced the coach of the year's name wrong.
Yeah,
like, honestly. That just tells
that's
it
embarrassing.
All.
Like, it's terrible.
I'm not sure. I really don't know if she's watching the games. She's working the spreadsheets and the marketing and the accounting. And look, that's what they need for this CBA negotiation on their side. But she's lost the thread when it comes to what your job is as the commissioner, and has created a lot of bad faith. And comments like that about Caitlin Clark should be so happy that I'm giving her the platform.
On her knees. I mean, my God. Yeah.
That is so inappropriate. And also, like, you're out of your skull if you think that that's how this works. And what Nafisa Collier did was she created a lockout-busting league called Unrivaled, and she's got a lot of star talent there.
Yes.
And they're paying out money, and they've got big sponsors. And guess what Fee just did? Brought a lot more attention to Unrivaled by what she did yesterday. She is as intelligent and as calculated as anybody you'll ever see in sports, and it was a brilliant play for her. But the bottom line, though, is they need to negotiate a new CBA. You can't kill this golden goose, which has gotten so much more attention. And then Kathy Engelbert needs to go, and they need to get a commissioner who will watch a game. And then they can move on as a league. But it's going to be a very, very contentious over the coming months.
Hard out in 30 seconds. Will they start on time next year?
I don't think on time, but I think they'll still have a season. I think they'll eventually get that worked out. They all have too much to lose.
Yep. Great stuff as always. Enjoy. Have you had the lunch yet?
Oh, the lunch was great. Yeah. Cowboy Jack. Shout out to them.
Very good. Thanks, Matt.
Yep. Thank you.
Mr. Weird Al Yankovic, the mall is a party, and he went out there to go to Cowboy Jack's.
Questionable decision making.
Oh, my gosh. We're sending help to Collar, maybe more to Sloan during the break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.